And welcome to another Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Am I allowed? What?
That was super.
Do you want me to turn down your headphones?
No, it's fine. It's
all good. Right. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm joined by Allison Frank. The show site is inpapasbasement.com.
And
that's our trimmed preamble now.
Okay. Because of William.
Yeah, Will. Good old brother Will. He said we did too much yappy yap at the front.
Oh. Well, because he knows. Because he listens to podcasts. He only listens to one.
What?
Right?
Yeah, he listens to Opie and Anthony.
Okay.
That's, I've been turning you down. That would explain why you've been softer.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, I've had a hell of a weekend, my friend.
Why? What's happening?
I started it Saturday night with some real horrible sleep. And you know me, I'm like a little baby.
Yeah.
And if you take away my sleep, please put away your phone.
I can't. I'm looking for something for the show, so be quiet. You okay. Can't even tell that I'm not in your...
Can hear your finger.
You cannot.
I can hear you going tap, tap, tap.
There's no tapping.
It's like you're taking a drumstick and raking it up and down the sides of my spinal
they
column.
They can't
That's
hear
how
it.
Annoying
you're making
it is
a big
me.
Deal out of nothing, Maria. There we go.
Never call me that again.
How do we solve
Never
a problem?
Call me by my mother's name again. You know how I feel about that woman.
And you'll love her. Because she feeds your tum-tum.
Oh, you know. Even a Rottweiler that eats its owner's baby. Loves the owner when it's getting fed, I guess.
Okay. So
yeah,
what
man.
Happened to your terrible, awful, terrible weekend, which was not terrible, awful?
No, it was terrible, awful.
Okay, so what happened?
Don't play it down. Allow me to catastrophize, please. Thank you.
In Maria's fashion, go right ahead.
Why? Why are you being such a bitch?
Let's turn this mountain into a molehill.
You mean the other way around? Molehill into a mountain.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Let's build the Himalayas. Okay. Every weekend, I go to my chick's house, which is technically my chick's mom's house because she's young and lives at home. I'm old and live at home, so I have no excuse. She's
right.
At least of
she's
age.
She's 21.
Yeah, she's young enough where you can
and
live at home.
She's a lifeguard.
Yeah.
And she's hot.
I guess she is the blonde lifeguard, yes.
Okay, so continue. It sounds awful already.
Well,
I can see how this is going to be terrible.
Every night I'm there.
Yes.
Every Saturday.
Okay.
There's two things my girlfriend needs for successful sleep in her room. One is her goddamn cat, Pixie, in bed with her.
Right, which we all know you love your cats. And that's how you roped this girl in, with your love of cats, because that was all over your Tinder. You barely had a picture of yourself.
I forgot
and
that.
When it did, you had this big bushy beard with two kittens coming out of it.
I forgot that.
And she was still willing to meet you. So, continue.
I forgot. I had, my Ulysses S. Grant beard.
All right.
My Walt Whitman beard.
Right.
And the two kittens actually emerging from it. Like a thicket. Like feral felines from a thicket.
Correct.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Yeah, I know. You planning to be here all day again? Yeah. I mean, let's pause. I can't.
Okay, darling.
I can't.
Let's do that.
If that's what every woman ages into, Allison... Teach me to love it in my ass right now.
Okay.
I mean, really not faking it. I come home craving dick.
Okay.
The show was interrupted for about 45 minutes.
Yes.
Mid-recording as my mom passive-aggressively made her way around the house, clanging around like Jacob Marley's ghost. I've never seen someone who made more noise... While not making noise, while being quiet. Her version of being quiet is muttering to herself, throwing stuff around. She's like a poltergeist, really. A menopausal poltergeist.
Oh, well, we can see her.
Just so angry that we weren't happy to see her as we try to record.
I mean, she's clearly upset, so what was I supposed to do? I mean, give her the hero's welcome when she's upset about her brother being ill, right?
We'll get to... Let's get back to my other story.
Okay.
For the love of Christ.
So there's three things that helps your girlfriend relax at home.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Miss memory. Good Lord. I'm trying to compose. Trying to crap out a show. With the 13 seconds we have left?
Yeah, perhaps.
She comes in and takes forever in a goddamn day. As if she didn't have a job.
Yeah.
For anyone listening to this, and they're like, wow, what a piece of crap you are. You're mad that your mom comes home and to her home.
Yeah.
I'm trying to record, what is this, 1, 2 p.m. on a Monday?
Yeah, but we've been trying all day. So it's not like we just started and she interrupted us because she was coming home because of her. She's worried about her brother, but...
All goddamn day we've been on pause.
Yeah, all day. I mean, every 5 minutes she said, I'm out the door. I'm leaving. I'm getting ready to go.
And we need 45 goddamn minutes to do the show. I'm not asking for the biggest swath of time. We already can't do 2 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get one out there. Okay. So back to the goddamn girlfriend.
Right.
And the 3 things that make her happy and let her sleep at night. 1, her cat.
Yes.
She is a cat she can sleep with, of which I'm kind of envious because my 2 are assholes.
Right.
And they climb around everything like a jungle gym
they
and knock it
down.
They
drop stuff on my head every time I'm here.
Yeah, you crashed here last night. And what woke you up middle of the night?
It was at the crack of dawn and they drop this plastic Irish hat full of gold coins on my head. Just like, eh,
it's like a Looney Tunes.
This doesn't need to be here. I was just like, and then you hear all these coins just rolling all over the room.
It's horrible. It's like you're the goddamn roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote is dropping crap on you the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
They climb the shelves, they knock stuff over. I'll give it to Pixie.
Even though it's a near miss, I mean, it's still
one of these
jarring.
Days it won't be. And yeah, if nothing else, do you know how quickly you wake up in the middle of the night when you just hear
Yeah, and 2 you think, well, what happened temples? To John? It was like a bowling ball fell on his head. Well, that's not possible. Well, I believe it is.
So she loves her cat.
Yeah.
She loves bong rips.
Oh, well. You
she
don't
absolutely
have...
needs
I
the
I mean,
weed.
The cat thing you should get, because that's what brought you together.
Yeah, the cat's brought us together. She needs pot.
Well, now you're out. Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember
but
what
to
number
sleep?
3 is.
Maybe there were just 2.
I think it was just 2. It's really just the cat and the weed.
Yeah.
Because that's what my night...
But I've heard from a lot of people who smoke weed regularly, that if you have a really restless type of behavior and you can't relax, like your mind is always... It sounds like your mom could use weed. Like weed, they just have it and then they're able to just relax. It's like their mind doesn't stop going. It's like... You know, the chalkboard and Goodwill Hunting. They're just, their mind is always working out equations and stuff without it.
Are we talking about my mom or my girlfriend? I forgot. The mom could use weed. The girlfriend does need weed.
Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, to me, it just smells like skunk anymore. I mean, I don't get the appeal. Yeah, so.
My mom needs it shoved in her every hole. She needs her goddamn blood replaced with weed at this point.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend needs to get high. She wants her cat. That's right. How she sleeps.
Okay.
She maintains I'm and instrumental her, in her sleeping
her nice,
well, too.
Papa Giorgio teddy bear.
That, she, too. Okay. Oh, wait, no, she does have a teddy bear. Like another one, a real one.
But she needs that, too?
Yeah, she's a big fan of that,
oh.
Which is precious.
Or disgusting.
Nah, it's pretty cute.
Pervy.
Yeah, well, there's the Venn diagram of pervy, cute, and my likes go right in the middle.
Okay.
So I'm down with Barry. That's the bear's name.
Oh, gross. I don't like this. This just took a bad turn.
And she's got not a, what do I have, the twin bed? That's completely unlivable. What's the one above that, double?
Yes.
She's got a double, which is like, if I sleep on my side, we can make it work.
Yeah.
I've actually somehow learned to get, in theory,
a
night's
sleep
on a double.
Have you ever slept on a 3/4 twin?
The hell is that? Is that some redneck thing where they just found half of a mattress and chopped off the rot and wheeled it together?
I stayed at this woman's house. It's been, I mean, several years ago, but, and she pulled out, she says, oh, I have some twin beds downstairs. And no matter how I positioned myself, I just felt like, I thought, man, I have gained too much weight because laying on my side, like one leg was kind of off.
Wait, so it's smaller than a normal twin.
It's a 3/4 twin. So it's 3/4. It's,
nothing should be smaller than a twin bed. The bed I sleep in, a Somali kid would take the time to wipe the flies out of his eyes and play his bloated gut like a bongo and point and laugh.
Oh, goodness.
He'd be like, I only have ground to sleep on, but it's more ground than this. Doing his King Joffy Jar laugh.
Yeah, so I thought, oh my gosh, I am so big. What's happened? Like, a twin should be fine. But
nothing should be that small.
But then and then after you would roll over, like, you thought you were going to roll out. Because it's not quite a twin.
A three-quarters twin is like the free Slurpee cup they give you on 7-Eleven. It's not even worth it.
I mean, it's just...
it's just a big thanks, but no thanks.
I mean, why not just turn over an ice skate and try to balance on that?
That sounds hellish.
It's not good.
I don't know how I've had girls sleep in that twin with me.
I mean, that can be cozy, and you have it against. No, well, it's not cozy here because it's 950,000 degrees.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So the body heat is just hellish.
Yeah, but if it was like a meat locker, and then you were just, you know, stuck together like a pair of, you know, puzzle
pieces.
That
could be good.
Yeah.
That could be good.
That could be great, but. And you have the wall there as a buffer. Like, you have any choice. Like, you can rearrange any furniture in there anyhow.
You can't.
I mean, it's Tetris.
My room. Exactly. You took it from me. It's Tetris, the turn before you die. Like, when you're like, I have nowhere to maneuver. And then it's like, square, next piece. And you're like, well, that's the square that kills me.
Yeah. Like, I can't take it. Yep, it's pretty bad. Yep, so, anyhow. So, she needs those two things. So, she needs a bong room.
She needs the bong, she needs the cat, she needs her teddy bear.
Okay. And not you. Or that's a
bonus.
I'm
told I'm needed.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It is. I mean, really.
So that sounds cozy if you like cats and weed, but I don't, so I wouldn't want to be with your girlfriend.
All you can pay really is lip service to that. I mean, no one really needs another person to sleep. Am I supposed to believe the other six nights of the week she's just staring at the wall going, soon, and carving with a knife like another, you know, hash mark?
But I think when you've gotten used to it, it is comforting to have that other person. Or
I've gotten used to it, and it is comforting.
Yeah. I mean, there is a comfort there, and you have companionship. And even when no one is speaking, it's still nice. That skin on skin, the touch, and all of that. I think it's very important, whether you're scrumping or not. I think... touch is very important in a relationship.
Yeah, believe me, I can verify the without scrumping part of that.
But you're touching.
We are. Oh, there's a lot of touching.
Okay, so that's good. Except not here.
No.
No personal zones.
Nowhere where my bathing suit covers. Okay. Unfortunately.
And your bathing suit is one of those 1920s covers your body suits.
Oh, yeah, it's down to my ankles. I get foot rubs. Shoulder rubs, too.
Foot rubs with Barry.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's
not even her hands. Exactly. It's Barry's hands.
I have a tank top, and then I have those Lou Costello man breasts hanging low in it.
This is setting
the
good.
Big boo. Big boo breasts. I love that big boo just looks like Lou Costello.
Oh, my goodness. That's too funny.
Or maybe it's Abbott. Whoever the fat one was. I thought Lou Costello was the fatso.
We've done this before, and we looked it up, and now we both forgot.
And I think I was a winner. And yeah. I want to win again, so give me a second.
I'm not sure.
Luke Stella, come on, you fat bastard. Oh, I'm the winner.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
What does it say? Because there's no images. So did it just say Lou Costello Portly?
It just says fat bastard. No, it goes right to Google images of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Big Boo from Orange is the New Black really does look like Lou Costello.
Oh, the yucky one. The butchy one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good. I'll take Lou Costello over that.
See, your voice sounded disgusted, but you were tweaking your nipples like radio dials.
Oh, that's not even my style.
Like you're hooking up a car battery.
Which I know how to do and your brother doesn't. So high five to me.
Will's a sweet little thing like that. He's just a 6-foot-tall, bald, breastless woman when it comes to fixing things. What's she going to do?
Oh, goodness gracious. And so what's the problem?
Well, in theory, it's a cozy setup. The room is at least the hell... At worst, it's the hellish temperature of my room.
Okay.
Usually a couple degrees cooler.
Okay.
What happens is, come 2:30, 3 in the morning, invariably Pixie claws at the door.
Okay.
Pixie wants to go out. Pixie's the cat.
Yeah, but there's more than one.
There's four cats in the house.
Oh, dear God.
There's
this is bad.
Pixie.
I'm not going there.
Pixie's a lovely cat with a little white paws and vest. Looks very fancy. Pixie has a brother, Alfie.
Yeah.
Who has black black body with, again, the white paws
this
and vest.
This is boring. I don't need to know what they look like. But she has a favorite, right?
Alfie loves, Pumpkin.
Walks on the beach.
Pumpkin is a gigantic orange long-haired woman cat who's like 12. And Alfie's 5, so that's really funny because it's like he's MILF hunting. And they truly love each other.
Yeah.
He could give a crap about his sister.
Yeah.
And then last but not least is a recovered feral cat, Little T. Little T's an asshole who meows and like swats and hisses at all the other cats, but has a real thing for Pixie. Like chases her around the house, won't leave her alone.
Yeah.
Every goddamn 3 a.m.
Yeah.
She has to let out, my girlfriend lets out Pixie.
Yeah.
At that point, I know my sleep is shot.
Yeah.
Because...
But why does she let her out?
Because she's like, I have to, John. That's her will. It's a free will
but
thing.
Do you hear her say that? Do you hear her verbalize, like, hey, can you mind cracking the door? I got to get out of here.
No, not so much. Pixie's more of a meower.
Yeah.
As is the feline one.
But is she clawing at the door? She wants out or what?
She claws.
Yeah. So what's the problem? Let her out.
Well, we let her out.
Yeah.
Invariably, Little T, who has the weird interest in Pixie.
Yeah, but what do they do all day when she's at work or whatever? And nobody's there. They're together. You know, they're not locked apart from each other. So what?
It's about my logic on the situation, okay. Too, Allison.
Okay.
Seems to resolve itself.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's just like my mom. Every problem in the world that doesn't involve her seems to take care of itself. And yet... Everything she is involved in, she's so very instrumental in fixing.
Oh, golly, Ned.
So, within 10 minutes, there's a little hissing.
Right.
My girlfriend, I've maybe nodded half off.
Right.
Back to sleep. My girlfriend's up like a fireman.
Yeah.
Sprinting down the stairs, screaming at Little T, top of her lungs, trying to break it up.
While her family's there.
Oh, yeah. The mom's asleep, the brother's asleep.
Okay.
And let me just say, I love my girlfriend. She's great.
Right.
This is just the thing that drives me effing nuts.
Okay.
So then she comes back. She's wound up. What does she need? Bong rips. More bong rips.
Okay.
So now, at 6 in the morning.
Well, when you date a teenager, what do you expect?
I'm hearing that at lighter flicks. I'm just like, I have work tomorrow, son of a bitch. Can I just sleep?
Yeah.
And this cycle continues 2 to 3 times per sleeping session.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'm up every couple hours.
With the bonging and all that?
The bonging isn't a guarantee. Bonging will be once per night.
Okay.
Maybe a couple times. Up to rescue Pixie. Like, Pixie will find her way back in.
Yeah.
And she'll go, oh, Pixie, you're back, and shut the door.
Yeah.
And then either Little T will claw at the door to get at Pixie, or Pixie will claw at the door to get back out, and it repeats itself.
Oh. Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and...
But you know what you're in for, because there's a cycle and there's a pattern, and you know what you're in for, and you still go there and you love her, so there you go. That's, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
I was... I heard take the good, take the bad. I was like, will she take this to the end zone? And she did. I like it. Commitment. Commitment to a bit.
And... There. That's it. That's the end of the story.
It isn't.
Quit your belly aching.
It led to me getting my usual ass sleep that I get while over there.
Okay, so you get bad sleep, but that's a compromise you make.
I'm an asshole when I do not get enough sleep.
Listen, I am with you there 100%. If I don't get enough sleep, I've been this way since I was a kid. And when I was a little kid, I never had a curfew, never had a bedtime, because I would just could tap my wrist. Listen, peace out. I've got third grade tomorrow. I'm going to bed. I need my dead hours. And beyond that, and actually, even as an adult, if I don't get a certain amount of sleep, I actually do get ill, you know? And
I just get very bitter, and like my cognitive ability goes in the turlet.
Yeah. I don't get like a cold getting ill, but I mean, I get run down and beat. And, you know, my mom could just look at me and she'd say, oh, you're not getting enough sleep, you know? It's bad for me.
I'm yawning now. Not just because of the show's contents.
Well, there's nothing. I think there's compromises in relationships, and that's the compromise you're willing to make. If you're willing to go there and spend the night, then you know that you've got the bong rips and the cats to deal with. And so what's the sunny side? Do you want to give her the sunny side? Let's talk about that.
What, the good in all this?
Yeah.
No, there's all bad. It was just bad. We wake up, and the next day she plays a song called All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's it's one of those almost like hip-hop beat versions of a 50s doo-wop song.
Yeah.
And Meghan Trainor, She looks kind of like the broad from Workaholics.
I know. I'm not familiar.
There's
but...
like their boss chick who's kind of a thin, screwable MILF type.
Yeah.
And then there's like their little chunky cohort.
Yeah.
She looks like the chunky cohort.
Okay.
And the whole song's about like...
just love yourself and you're beautiful no matter what size or color or creed. And
exactly.
You know, just let's wave our rainbow flags and peace signs and have this big chunky Asian guy flopping around like a fish out of water. And he's beautiful too.
Or I thought it was a big black guy. Big
fat
black dude.
I think so. He looks Polynesian.
Something, yeah. You know, that's like where the, again, Venn diagrams in the middle. Yeah. Polynesian, right there.
Yes.
Not really. Black, can kind of dance, kind of good at math. We got a little bit of all of it.
Correct. So it's a good song. It's got a good
message. It's a catchy song.
Yeah, and it's got a good message.
But I'm an asshole.
Right.
So immediately, you rhyme bass with face.
Yeah.
And then you just name songs that are, or name foods that are going in her face. And I'm just naming these alternate lyrics, you know, all about the pies in my face, that kind of stuff.
Right.
No vegetables instead of no trouble at the end, or no fruit, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't recapture the moment, damn it. It was witty at the time.
Right. I'm sure it was.
So, and I'm going nuts because the other day there was a post I saw making its way through Tumblr and it was like...
You do Tumblr?
No. Oh. I just saw someone link to it.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, fat chicks love cosplay too. And it's this big fat fatty. And she's got, like, a Captain America mask on.
Why do they have to do that? Like, fat people love music, too. And fat people can eat corn.
Yeah, it's never fat people love food. It's like, oh, we figured that one out.
I mean, why? You know what I mean?
And the post underneath the Tumblr was some guy going, like, dropping F-bombs left and right because that's emphatic poetry right there.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, F anyone who would fat shame her. F anyone who thinks she isn't just as beautiful as the, you know, the other girls doing this. F, you can, if you're black, you can dress as a white comic character. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look, that's fine. It's all fine. I'm just sick of being told over and over that everyone is beautiful. Everyone's gorgeous. Blah, blah, blah. We're not all beautiful.
Yeah.
There are people who make a career off
but
of their looks.
But there is different, you know, things of beauty. That's a subjective thing. So, I mean, everyone can be beautiful.
They can.
You know, in their own way.
Exactly. Stop telling me that this goddamnable sow is pretty in the physical way. If that's true, why isn't she making the money that Kate Upton does to show the edge of her boobs? Why? This chick could blow a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And not make the money that Kate Upton does showing her goddamn big toe.
Mm.
And you're telling me that's because they're both equally beautiful? Kate Upton just got the breaks?
Yes.
It drives me nuts. Like, if you want to say don't be ashamed of yourself, that's fine.
Yeah,
I'm
with
good
you.
With that message.
Yeah.
No one should hate themselves. If the big fatso wants to dress up as Captain America, that's fine too.
Yeah.
If you feel the need to show off your gross stretch marks and all the cellulite,
mine's
again,
coming.
I don't care. Fine.
Yeah.
Don't hate yourself.
Right.
Just don't tell me that you're as beautiful as everyone else.
Right.
Objectively, you are not.
Right. I'm with you. And I mean, we had this discussion like a few segments ago, a few episodes ago, where I said, you know, it's the same thing with people with a disability. We saw the guy who's just walking around in his hands and he's like, I'm just like everybody else. And then you have the two conjoined twins who are joined at the head.
Yeah.
And one is half the size of the other one and has to be pulled around on a bar stool with wheels. But you're not like everyone else because I don't have that. It's so rare that they name this condition after you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's exclusive to you only.
It is the opposite of like everyone else. It is like nobody else. It is like you and only you.
So, not that there aren't men who aren't attracted to larger women or to black men, or if you're a black man with tomb noses, you know what I mean? There's someone out there for you too. But to say you're just like everyone else, I'm not a black man with two noses. So, it's just ridiculous. I'm with you there, and we all have our own standard. I myself, I'm attracted to kind of quirky or whatever, and my friends are always, when I say, oh, I have a crush on someone, and I use that because it's a juvenile
term. And you've only
term.
Been with Asian men, too. Never seen a white penis in your life, right?
Only Asian men in strollers. I have a baby fetish and an Asian thing. I mean, that's just me. But it's funny because they always say, oh, I want to see this guy. I just want to see him. And I always let people know, like, he's attractive to me. It's what churns my butter. I can understand mainstream appeal, which that's what you're getting at. People who don't understand mainstream appeal. This woman in a Captain America where the shield doesn't even cover her body.
Oh, yeah. She could use the shield as a pasty.
Right. So, I mean, that's someone who isn't in touch with mainstream appeal. And whether it's right or wrong, and she shouldn't be judged like that in a sense. But, you know, to just say, oh, that's mainstream.
Yeah, exactly.
Beauty.
To say I am the equivalent of all these other women.
Yeah.
You're not. Huh. Victoria's Secret spends millions of dollars finding out exactly who is the most effable thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people are like, this is a standard of beauty that they've shoved down our throats. The hell it is.
Yeah. They're catering
to. It's up there because that's what we want. That's like saying the tabloids, who do they think buys this? You. That's why they exist. That's why they make money.
Right.
So please, for the love of God, don't tell me that this fatso.
Right.
Is as hot as a hot girl. And don't say, sure, what do you mean by hot? She could be hot. No, she's not. Stop shining me. God damn, that drives me nuts.
It really bothers me, too. And what bothers me, too, is on the reverse, is when people say, you have to see, like if you were like, you have to see Sylvia. You just have to see her. She is stunning. She is gorgeous. I just want to work her over like a human popsicle. And then you bring her over and she is a dead ringer for Quasimodo. And you are like, ah, like there's, she's charming and she's bright. She went to Yale.
Yeah.
I get all of that. What kind of reeled you in? But to say she's hot and you're going to use that term hot. Sylvia's not hot. Okay. Tell Sylvia to get to the top of the bell tower and ring me when it's noon because I need to get up from my nap.
I don't get why there's this lack of truth about fluffy crap like that. Like when, Grumpier Old Men came out.
Yeah.
And Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
At like age 90, 103.
Right.
Walks out. Right. And we're supposed to be like, va, va, voom.
Yeah.
No one wants that. I'm sorry, not Susan Sarandon. Sophia Loren.
Sophia Loren and Anne Margaret.
And Anne Margaret.
Right.
She walks out, and we're supposed to ignore the elephant in the room that, one, this woman hasn't dropped an egg in 20 years, and two, we all just want to see her back in whatever no-name Italian film she shot in the 60s where
her
big football-shaped tits
are out. You have to understand, for her age,
she was
stunning.
Great for her age.
You're right.
Why is a 70-year-old even in the conversation?
Because the movie is called Grumpy Old Men, and it's with Jack Lemmon, who's 150.
If you're going to write an article, be like, isn't she great for her age? Correct. Because everyone would say yes.
Yeah.
Don't be like, still sizzling at 70. No. No, she's not.
But when you're 70.
Men still want to shove their shaft inside her scaly slit. Just came up with that. I can do headlines all day, folks.
But men like Jack Lemmon do.
No, Jack Lemmon wants to bang a 30-year-old because he's like, the 20-year-old, that would be a little young for me. But a 40-year-old, you know, 40-year gap, that's fine.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just not good. But I find myself when people are like, oh, who you want? Like, I talked this before, like I had this crush on this guy who worked at the photo department in Costco, and people were like, oh, I just want to see him. I want to check him out. I was like, you know, when I point him out, you're going to be like, hey, Mr. Whipple over there.
Yeah.
Like, I recognize that it's my own, what I'm attracted to, you know? And he didn't quite look like Mr. Whipple.
What, you're attracted to some weirdo at the Costco photo mart?
I was. He didn't work there anymore. And I don't know.
Did he look like Robin Williams and Follow You Home?
I don't know where he lives anymore. I think he moved. If you see this, man, No, I mean, it was just a crush. It's not like I wanted to ask him out. I didn't want it to go anywhere. It was fine, just in my head. You know what I mean? It was nice. You know, we went on vacation.
I'm trying to
to Hawaii in my imagination. I don't know. I didn't really. That's why I used the word crush, because I didn't really want it to go anywhere. You know,
it's
but
good,
I can
though,
recognize.
But you're
that
not going to say he's beautiful or anything. You're like, he's
no.
good.
And my
he
ex-husband,
does it for me.
We've talked about this before. My sister called him Mr. Potato Head. He was a tall guy. I like tall guys, and he's 6'4", and he was bald. And bald does not bother me. You know what I mean? And there was the other thing. Me, I'm a mouth girl, so I like a nice mouth, teeth, smile.
A mouth girl. That's the thing.
Not the way you're thinking, but
no. I've never even heard someone say like, "Oh, I'm all mouth."
I mean,
I'm all about the mouth.
It's the first thing I notice on everyone, if, miles away, man, woman, child, whatever. And if they've got a jacked up grill, forget it.
How's
no
mine?
Dice.
My teeth could be whiter.
Well, you
right?
have beautiful lips. There's no question.
What's wrong with the teeth?
Nothing. You have a nice smile too.
Thank you.
But a lot of times you don't smile. That's the thing.
No,
you don't really like to smile.
No,
and your brother doesn't either.
We're very taciturn people.
Yeah, but you got the lips. Your brother didn't. So.
No, I got some real juicy smackers.
Right, and you got the lips, the rear end, and the feet from your mom.
Yes.
And I guess William takes after your dad.
My nice female derriere.
Well, you know, apparently you're built differently, because you have to do everything differently, thanks to that caboose that you got from your mother. So.
It's true.
So you didn't sleep well, and then what happened? You
so
ragged
I'm listening
on...
to this song. Right. I start ragging on it. Then we drive past a chick who's got some extra on her.
Right.
And I start working her into the little parody song that I'm riffing with.
Yeah.
We're on our way home from Chipotle, by the way, where we've both purchased roughly 800 calorie meals.
Delicious.
Neither of us the picture of health right now.
Okay.
Especially my girlfriend's. It's slathered in cheese and sour cream.
Yeah, but she's thin.
Yeah, I love that some people can eat utter crap and be thin.
Yeah.
It's really fair.
Right.
So eventually she lets out with, "Why are you ragging on her? Let's be honest, you're way fatter than her."
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Which takes me back to that Simpsons moment where Homer's making fun of Marge gaining a few, and she's like, "Oh, shush it, Homer. We all know you're the fattest one in here."
Yeah.
And he immediately cries, "You didn't have to tell it like it is, Marge." That's how I felt.
Yeah.
So we get home, and she's eating her Chipotle, and I'm just brooding. And then I burst.
Yeah.
And
you burst out of nowhere, or she made another comment?
She's like, "Why aren't you touching your food?"
Yeah.
And I start launching into, "Well, you know, I don't want to become even more of a fat, ineffable pile of S."
Oh, okay.
She's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Well, you know, we aren't exactly lighting it up in the romanceria department."
Is that what you said?
Yeah, except, you know, more vulgar. Instead of romance, I might have used a word that rhymes with duck.
Okay.
Cited the frequency or lack thereof.
Armoire? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it. That didn't go so well. Rather than a discussion of why we don't really do it all that often.
Yeah.
I was told the same old, you know, we don't have places of our own. She really has an issue with that. And then she just started crying. So I felt like a piece of garbage.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. It was a real treat.
And so what did you say when she was crying?
No, I just held her because I love her and I didn't want to hurt her further. Then I went home and just angrily jacked it. Like, I've really tried to cut down on that, and I have. I don't want to say I try, like, I don't. I've really cut down on it, so, like, in case anything happens, I'll be ready to go.
Okay.
Because, like, condoms suck, so if I've been beating my dick left and right, and then I try to use a condom, like, half the time it's just, like, not happening.
Right.
It's like trying to take, like, a gummy worm, you know, and put them into, like, the sleeve of a latex glove, or just the fingertip. You're just like, yeah, this isn't working.
Okay.
So I'm like, if I don't do it,
right,
if I'm pent up,
yeah,
even with the horror that is a condom on,
right,
I'll last. It's like if you took a starving man and then you smeared his mouth with dog excrement and then you're like, "Here's Thanksgiving dinner." If the guy ate 2 hours ago, he'd be like, "What the hell's wrong with you?" And you go and wash his mouth out. But if it's, you know, he hasn't had food in a week, he's like, "Whatever, I'll use the turkey skin, give me the drumstick, I'll wipe off, and I'll just eat that first, then I'll eat some stuffing, get it out of my mouth."
Well, at least we know how you...
By the time we get to the pumpkin pie, I won't even remember it.
We know how you cleanse your palate with turkey legs and stuff.
Yeah. That's my sorbet.
Okay.
I just take a big Henry the Eighth turkey leg and deep throat it. Like I'm using a plunger. Like I'm Q-tipping my mouth.
Oh, golly, Ned. That's too funny. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what happened?
Nothing. I came home and came.
Oh, and that's it.
Yeah,
so
certainly.
So you did eat, and she was better when you
left. Oh, yeah, yeah. Once we made our peace, I was okay with
that. But how did you make your peace? Did you
she
apologize?
She cried.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Okay.
And then we went right back to what we do, which is eat food and watch Netflix. And then I went and did a job.
Okay.
And then I got home, and then I masturbated.
Okay, and then you felt better. So there's a silver
kind
lining.
Kind of. I now feel so lousy about masturbating. Like, it's such a lapse of self-control.
Yeah.
That's how I view it, that I can't really even enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, it's I feel like a recovering alcoholic, and I'm opening that bottle.
Yeah.
It's not like the guy who's been sober for a month
looks
at his, you know, his one-month chip while he's downing his hard cider. Did I mention he's a fruity alcoholic? He doesn't drink manly drinks. And he doesn't go, man, this is great.
How long have those apples been out?
Yeah, F sobriety. No, he's like, I'm such an F up that I can't stay sober.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I ejac now.
I gotcha.
I'm like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah.
I'd like to go a couple weeks without doing this just to say I could, and I can't.
Wow. I guess. I think you're a strong man. I don't know anyone who wants to go a couple weeks from what I know. I mean, sometimes people say they go like once or twice a week. That's what they do. I mean, twice a day. That was a bit crazy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely need to wean off of... you need to take the call or not?
I mean, that's work, so...
I guess you should.
Yeah. Yes, darling.
Yeah.
Okay.
She'll probably listen to this and get mad again.
Why?
Because I care about her. I'll care that she gets mad.
Okay.
But I wasn't going to lie about what happened either.
Wow. It sounds fine enough.
Is it? I'm so defeated.
But you're not really. You're fine.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So what's going to happen?
Probably not get laid. Probably not lose weight.
Yeah.
I'll probably go to Chipotle with her again.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll watch more Bob's Burgers on Netflix.
Yeah.
And next Saturday,
but there's
I'll
only
be,
three seasons, and you're in the third season, so there's no.
Yeah,
more.
We just rewatch it.
I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Okay.
Let's see what we have.
Yeah.
You can talk about the leftovers. We can talk about my mom raving out about my uncle and how that's been in the background of my life. Let's do that. Actually.
Okay.
If you aren't familiar with the show, maybe you haven't heard me discuss my mom. She's a woman who gets wet from worry.
Yes.
That's how she sexually functions, I believe.
I don't know about that, but she does.
That's all that arouses her in life.
There is a great deal of anxiety, and she has been prescribed something for anxiety. Because.
And how many years ago?
But she doesn't take
it. How many years ago?
Oh, no, maybe three. I'm not sure.
Easily.
Yeah.
And she doesn't take it. Why?
But I mean, the anxiety.
Because she's anxious about the side effects of the Valium. Continue.
Or whatever it is.
That's not a joke.
No, I know. Yeah.
She's anxious about being made not anxious. Again, not a joke. She's a tense woman to be around.
She really is. I mean, she can be. Yeah. I mean, if there's ever a story or something, and it's never just in jest. I mean, we could just say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe Bugs Bunny was here and they blew up the dynamite. Dynamite? Where? What was it? Bugs Bunny? He came to life? Like, there's no just, like, that's not even a real scenario.
Yeah.
That's not even, you know, what's his name? Matt LeBlanc's dead. LeBlanc or Blank. Matt Blanc. What is his name?
Matt
Mel.
LeBlanc.
Mel.
Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc. That's it. Yeah, Matt LeBlanc is from France.
You shoved like four people together, so there was a lot of correct answers to
but
that one.
I'm just saying, like, she can't even take a hypothetical. Like, it's already intense, and now she's marinating on that, and she's got to figure it out. And
well, it's all catastrophizing. It's worst-case scenarios. Like, my uncle, he's a hard-headed dude.
Yeah.
It's really obnoxious to be around because he's out in Vegas. He's a year older than my mom. And he's in poor health. I think he's got a pacemaker. He's currently, what, got pneumonia, too?
Yes.
And he eats horribly. He doesn't have a stove. Like, he lives in penury. Yeah. So I think he just microwaves meals, like a dorm student. And
but that's how a lot of guys live.
Well, living on ramen is fine when you're 18, 19, and you have that metabolism, and you don't have goddamn machinery in your ventricles. But he's already had his issues, shall we say, with the high sodium and all that. So the way he's eating only exacerbates things. And he puts out this whole I don't want to be a burden shtick.
Yeah.
It's all, I don't want to concern you guys, but, oh, God damn it. Hold on, I have to take a call. All right, so my uncle puts on this whole persona of let me go into the desert of Vegas and die like a dog.
Okay.
Except he drops enough hints via email to my mom that, like, he's not well.
Right.
Knowing full well, I mean, I've been with my mom 33 years. I think I've kind of puzzled her out. They've been together 70 years.
Yeah.
He knows full goddamn well how she'll react to even, like, the faintest shred of bad news.
Right.
Exactly. Like you said, the hint.
Yeah.
The in the air
yeah.
of bad things happening.
Correct.
And he puts it out there. She immediately is now like, my brother's dying. My brother's dying. What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
I've been listening to 2 days as she weeps and gnashes her teeth and rends her garments.
Yeah.
About this. Because the idiot, you know, won't go into the hospital and get himself looked at because he's got like pneumonia and a bad ticker at 72.
Right.
Liberace died of less than what this asshole has. Yet he can't march in there, but he'll take the time to write an email stating all of his symptoms.
Yeah.
And that he's sick. And then everyone dotes on him paying attention to him.
Yeah.
She has to rally his friends to be like, get your ass to the hospital.
Right.
I hate everything.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
But you really can't convey how hysterical she was. I mean, she really was.
Absolutely
hysterical.
Not, because I'm just a calm person in my core. This is me at my most wound up.
I mean, it is pretty ridiculous because
we listen to it for hours. Then we wake up, Allison and I, we shared a bed. We docked. I slept with myself inside her ass
for
the whole evening. No cats to wake us up.
I mean, with a twin bed, I mean, it just forced that upon us.
Exactly. We're like the two S's in the Southern States sign.
That's right.
Or the Schutzstaffel, however you want to do that.
Exactly.
So we wake up.
Yeah.
After a whole night of this.
Right.
And she's not at work.
Nope.
And it's just more fretting via phone.
Right.
To God knows who.
I had to talk to the friend. I had to talk to the brother.
You've been forced onto the phone multiple times. This is my mom just strutting in.
Right.
Allison, you have some sort of healthcare experience. And we all know you're not a real nurse.
Well, the thing is when she wants something for herself, I'm not. Or when it comes to her boys, my recommendations don't count.
It's paltry. It's nothing.
But when she wants to make a scene, she'll be like, get the nurse in here.
Oh, get Nurse Allison, who saved 146 of our boys during the Great War.
I mean, I have saved
You diagnosed lives. Trench foot.
That's right.
You gave him penicillin for the clap.
I did. Oh, goodness.
You're goddamn nightingale when she needs you.
Right.
But just
otherwise,
not for her.
Right, or her boys. I mean, if I say, oh, I think John needs his toe looked at, she'll be like, she won't even listen to me.
Yeah.
It's like,
you might as well be a little kid saying, I want ice cream 4 times a day. That's nice. Complete dismissal.
I mean, she doesn't dismiss it because it will put her in a tizzy, but she won't listen to any of my recommendations because in her mind, like my own mother, I'm not a real nurse. Like, I didn't go to school and earn this degree in nursing. Anyhow, it's been 2 full days of just panic and hysteria and tearfulness.
Which is horrible.
But really, I just told her what I think is happening is that I think because he's not eating well and he's taking this heavy-hitting antibiotic, I think it's kind of kicking his butt, and he's 72. And he probably does have ticker problems, but that's kind of secondary to his pneumonia. And she's like, he said he's short of breath. Well, guess what? When you have pneumonia, chances are it's pretty good you might have some shortness of breath.
I don't get how people are wired that way. Who gets off on worry?
Lots of people. I mean, lots of old people, especially.
Thank you. Okay, if it's an old people thing, I get that. They've got nothing left.
Yeah.
I mean, all they can worry about, what next will God take from me?
Well, I tell you what, I work with this 91-year-old guy, and I go there, and one of my tasks to do is he's had bilateral knee surgery, and he's had...
Is your task just to recreate the last scene from The Fly where Brundlefly holds the shotgun to his temple, and Gina Davis goes, no, no! And then he just hopes one of these days he gets startled and actually pull the trigger.
This guy is super spry, and he's the opposite of a Maria. He's very laid back or whatever. And I said, is there a bathroom down here? Because we're going to give him a shower. I'm going to remove his dressings.
And he pointed to his mouth, and that's he.
Anyhow, his wife comes in, and I said, is there a bathroom on this level of the home? Because he can't go upstairs because of the surgery that he's had. And she said, yeah, it's right here. And I walk in, and the entryway is a stairway that goes straight up. And then there's beside this stairway is a corridor that leads to the sun porch out back. And there is a small, tiny sink there, but the well of the basin is so shallow. And there's a toilet under the stairs. Those were just recently installed by her brother because he's not able to go up and down the stairs. And I said, well, what about the shower or the bath? Because it specifically says that in the instructions. And she says, just take him out on the sun porch and get the hose. I was like, there is no way I'm just hosing down this 91-year-old man out on a sun porch.
Like a waking Ned Devine
moment. What do you normally do? Thinking maybe, well, she's not jesting. They actually do. And she said, well, do you think it's not warm enough out there? Like the temperature was the
problem. That's the issue.
Like, is 78 not warm enough?
Not the old man with his cantaloupe testicles down to his ankle.
No, it's just like, what am I, hose him down? Like, I'm checking him for heroin? Like, he's in prison? What, is he a racehorse? Like, why am I doing that? And I said I couldn't. But, I mean, he's just so easygoing. I mean, this guy is just... has the lack of worry. So he's the anti-Maria. I mean, he was just willing to
go out
there.
Can we just push them together and they'll both disappear into nothingness?
Well, this guy's fun. I mean, he's good to hang out with. Your mom is fun too, but the worry is just over the top. I mean, it's just over the top.
I hate that I am always painted as a horrible being because I can't worry at her level. I can't experience pain and all the negative in life at her level.
Right.
Because I'm done with it. Like, I just can't take it. Like, I saw her worry and fret and everything her way through my dad's death. And it's like, that I get.
Yeah.
You're losing your partner, the guy who makes the money, the guy who gave you your sons, he paid for the house, you love him, etc. And he's gone for life soon.
Yeah.
I get that.
Right.
That's when it's appropriate. Ever since he passed,
that
cycle of worry and that level of worry has been applied to everything. Oh, I haven't heard from Will for 4 hours.
Yeah.
My sniffles haven't cleared up.
Yeah.
And I'm just the turbo piece of S for being like, okay, Will's probably fine. Go to a doctor. Don't worry about it. Just do something.
Yeah. No, I mean, she does. I think she does kind of want to impart some of that anxiety so you can kind of feel what she's feeling. But we feel it in a really negative way that it's, grating or just seems ridiculous. And then we become kind of
passive aggressive about it. It's like you said, it's I want to put this inside you.
Yeah.
And when she can't, she screams about it, or she'll just mutter. The real Maria special is walking around you and just cursing you under her breath.
Yeah.
But it's never to herself. Always at a volume where you can hear it. And then the instant you react, I wasn't even talking to you. It's hellish.
I think that's women in general. I mean, I think women are kind of the queens of that,
and let's bring it back to what I said in the beginning. If that's what they all age into, train me to love dick. Make it in my heart.
Guys are easy. I'm
like the end of 1984 where they're like, we're not just going to break you to fear Big Brother, we're actually going to make you love Big Brother. That's what I want. I don't want to just settle for dick.
Yeah,
if that's what women all age into, I want to love dick. Like, desired in my heart. So that when I'm, like, out partying with my queer boyfriend at 80 on Fire Island, I'm like, no regrets here. All fun all the time.
Not an ounce of worry.
No. all great. They've cured AIDS. We're just pumping it in everyone's asses.
Okay.
Let those rainbow flags fly, boys.
Oh, my. Well, there's that.
Well, we can go out now. Okay. I think we're done. You got to run anyhow. It's 3 p.m., I believe. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, folks. That was Papa's Basement. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. I'm John Papagiorgio. She's Ooh. Allison Frank. You want to tweet me? At Papa's Basement. She is at A-L-L-I-S-0 and Frank. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Those are the best ways to support us, getting those links out there, and they would be inpapasbasement.com/iTunes for the iTunes, and inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher for, you guessed it, Stitcher. Go to those, subscribe, rate us, all that good stuff. And until the next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.